This episode is brought to you by PharmD. Do you enjoy whiskey? Join Q, mixologist of PharmD, at A. Klein Studios in Lake City, South Carolina, on Friday, February 28th at 6:30, as she takes you on a journey of Black-owned whiskey brands. While there, you will enjoy delectable small bites while identifying the essence of various whiskey brands in your complimentary Glen Cane whiskey glass. Visit PharmDDrinkDoctor.com to secure your tickets.
Entertainment and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
Oh, I messed that up.
Yeah, that's why I slowed it up.
Hey man, we trying over here. How's everybody doing?
Good, good, good.
I'm
Corey.
I'm cool. What's up?
How was your week?
Man, long as hell.
Or heck.
Heck, whatever. It was
really
just long.
What made it so long?
I had to help my brother and his family move into their new apartment.
Did they pay you in chicken?
Yeah, they actually did.
That's the normal thing. That's what people do. They pay you in chicken.
No, we got food for the kids. We got pizza for the kids while the move was happening. They was like, you want some? I'm not really a big fan of pizza anymore.
Oh, because best pizza got pork on it.
No.
Pepperoni?
And sausage. Italian sausage.
No.
What's the best pizza? Chicken pizza?
No, just New York pizza.
New York pizza got what?
Straight up cheese for me.
Please.
But I just wound up asking for chicken.
What kind of chicken did you get? It's very vital.
Boneless barbecue chicken.
Boneless barbecue. I haven't had barbecue chicken in a while. Like homemade barbecue chicken?
Honey barbecue.
Honey barbecue. Look at the big brain on bread.
Where'd you get that from?
Where they get it from?
Yeah. That can't be good.
No, it was okay. Papa John's.
Yeah, the chicken on it probably.
Oh, you got a boneless, you got a barbecue chicken pizza.
No.
Oh, you just got chicken from Papa John's.
Chicken, yes, yeah.
Oh, you got
the toppings.
Well, I got you. Boneless. You got boneless chicken.
Yes.
Barbecue sauce.
Yes.
I was thinking like, you know.
You are thinking a pizza?
No. At first I was thinking like barbecue chicken, like a person made it in the oven.
Oh, no.
But then,
we were moving. Nobody could cook nothing.
Okay.
I'm just, like, I'm tired, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better find some energy for at least an hour and a half.
I'm here.
Wonderful. L.
Yo.
How are you?
Cooling.
How was your week?
It's pretty good. You know, another week down.
Mm-hmm.
Little vacation going on.
Okay. What you going to do for your vacation?
Kick my feet back.
Yeah, I plan on having a real good vacation.
Yeah,
really. Really.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back up in it. Yeah.
Or
that's great for you. I'm happy for you.
Wonderful. Yeah, we appreciate you.
How was your week?
So last week after we recorded our show, I did the Music Jones podcast. During the show, I had a phone call from one of my homies or whatever, and then when I stepped outside, me, Jones, and Wallace, we were talking, and Jones got a phone call, and it was somebody we went to school with, high school with, like their family is well known in the area. It's a lot of them too.
Mm-hmm.
But one of our homeboys, Eugene, his father, we found out his father was killed the night before last Saturday. So that kind of hit us. So we were, you know, talking to them and their family pretty much all week. Then I had my cousin, she passed last week, so we had her funeral. Well, last week, I guess, we had her funeral, so.
Sorry to hear that.
How are you doing with all of that? You know, that's a lot.
Alive, you know what I'm saying? So I can't say
I can't be more sad than the family, the closest people to it. Like, even if I feel horrible, I gauge my, like, okay, the mama is this sad, then I can't be more sad than the mama or the brother or the children. So, you know, but it is tragic, you know what I'm saying, to have death, you know what I'm saying, especially in your family. And, like, both of those were deaths that weren't, like, the people weren't sick. Like, they weren't laid up in the hospital for a long time, whatever, whatever. So, it was all tragic, especially the Jeans. With his dad was just washing his
Where
car.
Where did that happen?
It happened in Darlington at a car
wash.
Oh,
that was that guy.
They had it on the news.
Yeah, that.
I heard they caught the 15-year-old? A second suspect.
Yeah, 15-year-old and a 22-year-old. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, that's the good thing about it. They did catch the guys. They ain't out here terrorizing. Right. I don't want to say senior citizens, but technically he was a senior citizen. You know what I'm saying? Retired. He was just washing his
How
car
old
for
is
church.
He?
73.
Yeah, 73 is that's young today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is.
It is.
But I was thinking like 73 sounded old when we were like in our 20s.
It really did.
The closer you get to it, 73 still young. He was still driving.
No, because I look at my aunt and she
doing
moving.
It. Yeah, she be moving.
She out.
But you close to her age.
No, I'm not.
You close to 73. You closer to 73 today than you were yesterday. I tell you that goddamn much.
Just one day closer.
One day closer. Mm-hmm. And one day closer to the grave.
Oh, gosh.
Every last one of us.
I'm a vampire.
We got a couple emails, y'all. Oh, shit. One just came in. Like a few minutes ago. So we got a few. Now, we do. I didn't want to tell y'all this. But we're not going to do the list episode this week. Because everybody had a lot going on.
It was
a lot going on.
I wish I would have been able to help come up with a list. But
yeah. L had one, a good one, which would have been good, especially with the Super Bowl. But we just didn't have time to really plan. Because y'all, you don't just come to a podcast and just be talking. We do plan. We plan.
Yeah.
We research, read some stuff here and there, you know what I'm saying? But so we do have an email about the top five video games. Y'all want to read it on this episode? I'll wait till...
Yeah,
let's read it.
Let's read on this.
Read it on
okay.
This.
Yeah. All right. So the first one is from the homie Mel. Shout out to Mel. Now, I'll say Mel got the best coleslaw I have ever had. Mel, he do like barbecue ribs and all kind of stuff like that. That coleslaw he had one time, I had it one time. He ain't bought it back. Mel, I need a coleslaw. Anyway, shout out to Mel.
All right.
He said this is a lazy email. He said, "What's good, crew? This is a lazy ass email." Where I'm going to just drop notes from the last show. And he threw it with a shrug, shoulder emoji. Say one. L say he like how Kanye walk around with that slave. Left my ass off. Two. L, hell, bro. Say three. I caught the latest chapter of y'all boys' erotical novel.
Right.
Veiny member. Definitely run that cartoons list. Then the cartoon character one.
Okay.
All right. Okay. The way L say he come out of that sleep paralysis, wah. That was his new vibe. Shout out to you, Mel. We appreciate that email. The next one is from the homie Philly. It's from the worst, what did I say, the worst dream ever?
The peeing on yourself dream?
Yeah, that was the worst dream ever. Yeah, he put worst decision ever, but nobody's perfect. Not even you, Philly. Say, yo, Bull, yo, L, yo, Corey.
You. Yep.
Keep shooting the three ball, hand down, man down. Mark Jackson voice. What I was talking about shooting?
Yeah, you said you took a shot.
Oh, yeah, I took a shot. I did. I took a shot yesterday, too.
It's just.
Nah, I missed. Because the nigga that was guarding me, he was like 6'7". So I had shot. I went up to turn around and shoot, and he was there, so I had to double pump. They was like, ooh, good shot, but I missed. So, and I didn't shoot no more.
Why do they have you against a 6'7" guy?
Cause I'm like, you know, I'm like Rodman. I'm like Barkley. I'm there for the defense. I'm there to get niggas out of the paint.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. I did make the dude so on the other end of the court, he had got the ball. He tried to post me up. That ain't gonna happen, Cal. So I pushed him out the paint. Then he got the ball. And I was just on him, you know, tight defense.
Put your hands down.
Tight defense on him.
Put your hands down.
You know, strong man. Now lift weights. And it was like, I get his teammates. They was like, hey man, that's a foul. that's a foul. And the dude was like, and then he stumbled. And they called a travel. I thought they called foul. I was like, my bad, man. Did I hit you in the face? He's like, nah, you good. And then it was like, it's our ball, B. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, yeah. So I did cause a turnover.
So that's the new thing.
What?
Defense hands.
Defense hands. You got a defense hands, yeah. I'm going to play defense
Yo,
hands
put
today.
Your hands come on, Luke. Down. Yeah.
Defense
I'm
hands.
Not Corey, come on. I'm yeah. not doing that.
Big hands. I'm like jazz hands.
Talk about you all right? Yeah.
He said, Corey, women definitely get happy in this. You must be going to the wrong places to get your services rendered.
I am good on that. Okay. I don't want that happy ending from a stranger.
That's because you never had one.
From a stranger?
From a stranger? I don't want no happy
Close
ending.
Close your eyes. It's whoever you want it to
they
be.
They see you naked.
Yo,
they're not a stranger.
Wow.
Well, how strange is that?
It's Rihanna.
So from jokes on DJ Unk to Irv Gotti, ain't nothing to murder now. Oh, I did say that. Y'all are cold-blooded. It was too soon. I'm sorry.
I got another one for this week.
Somebody died this week?
Yeah, Groove from Groovy Chill.
Where?
Not Groove.
That's the drunk one from House Party.
Not Groove.
Yeah, Groove.
Lord, no, not Groove.
No, not Groove.
Lord, no.
Groove died?
Take me with him, Lord.
Yesterday.
That's
not
crazy.
Chill.
Chill is the
Chill's
one.
Chill's in the wheelchair.
Wheelchair. So yeah. He was close to it.
Yeah, because he got in a wreck or something.
Yesterday.
But he's been
working.
Yeah, he's been working.
Yeah, he got all
he's
the toys.
He's literally been working.
He got all the toys.
What do you mean?
Slingshots and stuff like that. He's still out playing. He can drive it.
He can't drive no motorcycle. The Eagles got it done. Super Bowl champs. Fly, Eagles fly. Appreciate the shout outs.
Everybody was very happy with that win.
Nah, they was just hating on the Chiefs.
They was whooping ass.
Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. That's them the only people they don't like on that team.
Dang.
And I don't know why people don't like Taylor Swift.
Because Kanye.
I don't have a thing against Taylor.
I can see if like racist white people don't like her. But black people should like her.
Cause she don't be doing nothing.
Nah, she don't do nothing.
Why black people should like her?
You just be chilling. Cause
she was like for Kamala. She'll like come out for black.
But they didn't like her before this.
Yeah, like
people just hate on her. Yeah.
They always talk about her dating history, and it's just like, y'all know how many female celebrities be out here.
That's ironic because last night there was an episode of Family Guy, and she was supposedly had dated. Like Chris wanted that date for the prom. He messaged her. He went on a date with her. Mm-hmm. And it was cool. He started liking her. He was going to get her a gift or whatever. And then she turned around and wrote a song about a fat slob. And it was crazy. It was funny how they did it. But but you know the thing is she just get in relationships to break up so she can make songs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that was ironic that was on last night. Said that's crazy. The reporter from Kansas City got killed trying to buy some pussy down New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
On Telemundo.
Not the way any man wants to go out. I don't know if he was buying the pussy, though.
It was a setup. You see what she looked like?
How she get in his room?
I mean, it was a Super Bowl. Maybe he hollered at her. They didn't say she was a prostitute,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but he was clearly looking for something.
I want to say I'm a responsible journalist.
Nah.
So I'm not going to say, because it wasn't in the article.
He should have stuck to his job.
He should have stuck to his own kind. That way he get for messing with them niggers.
Oh,
hard y'all. Them nigger women.
Hard. That was a hard R.
He down there trying to get a little nigger gal.
Oh. Telemundo.
Yeah, I want one today.
He said, that's real high star. Hope you had some prop bets and didn't just lay everything on the Chiefs to win. Another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next regular Liz Jones. Yep. Shout out to you, Philly.
Yep, yep.
We got another email. This is from the homie Yoshi from the Relationship Status Podcast. They be listening out for them. They're coming back soon.
Yogi boy.
This is for the video games. He said, what's up, team? Hope y'all had a great week. B got his physical play on the other day. I told you. 0-1 and a rebound in 2 minutes ain't bad. See, I told y'all.
Oh, he went to your game?
Yeah, he was at the game. Shout out to Yoshi.
Says coach.
Yeah, he the coach, so you know. Hey, I had to get physical with them boys. I had to tell them boys, y'all let them get by you. You got to get tough.
Go ahead and drop them hands on them one more time.
Put your hands down.
See the hands? You got the Jordan. See my finger? I got the Jordan finger.
Not the
Jordan finger. And I took that personally. So here's his top five video games. Say number five, Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
Yo.
But he wrote Tecmo Bowl, which is, I don't know if he did that as a joke.
It's Tecmo Bowl.
It's Tecmo Bowl, mm-hmm. But we used to say Tecmo Bowl back in the day. We used to fuck it up.
Like people say Tecmo Bowl.
Like Tendo.
Nintendo. That's what your parents call it.
Call it Nintendo. Yeah. Get that Tendo out of here.
Get that damn
I got a PlayStation 7. Get that Tendo out of here.
Nintendo.
Okay. Yeah. My father plays Super Tecmo Bowl all the time.
Mm-hmm. Tecmo Bowl.
And that's the thing. You said Super Tecmo mm-hmm. Bowl. Now, Super was the first one you could fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Regular Tecmo Bowl. Damn, I said it too. Tecmo
you
Bowl.
Really did.
He said NBA Live.
Oh, yeah.
Live is a good series. Yeah, but 2K just took over. He said he got a tie here. Sonic. Or Super Mario Brothers for number three.
Yeah, Sonic is a strong tie.
That is a strong tie.
Yeah.
But you can't.
It's so
that's
many.
That's unfair. Because you can't put. These are their two staple games for the Sega and for the Nintendo. And really, to say that.
Yeah.
Really, they're two different time eras. One's 80s and one's 90s.
Sonic was new. He was. Sonic came out with Mega Man.
85, 84?
What, Super
Mario?
Six? Well, the game, yeah. Because they say Mario was in Donkey Kong in the first
game. Yeah.
He was in that.
Matter of fact, it was just Mario Brothers. It had a special name on the arcade, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, he was way earlier. But I mean, when you bought the Sega, it came with Sonic. At first, when you bought the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo, they came with the Mario. He said NCAA football. Those are good. And then Madden. So he got the whole, series, not a particular one.
Mm-hmm.
He said his honorable mention is NCAA basketball. Number two, Duck Hunt.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. How did I not say that?
My mom used to play that when the Nintendo first came out. She used to love that game. And then the dog would laugh at you. Mm-hmm. And his number three honorable mention was Ninja Turtles. Which Ninja Turtles?
That was Shadows of Doom. What was the name of it?
No, what? Mine was
Turtles
was
in Time.
Turtles in Time
was
the one.
Man. Okay,
for me,
Secret Ooze.
That was a movie.
The Secret
that
of the Ooze. That
yeah,
was the
Secret
movie.
Secret of the Ooze was a movie, yeah. He got a top five suggestion. He got two. He said, top five episodes of The Wire. And then top five reasons you have used to get out of work. Lies only. Can't wait to hear the next episode.
Ooh,
have
that's
a great
a
week.
Good one.
Write them down.
When I tell y'all, I came up
put
with
it in
some
your,
lies
put it in your notes.
To get out of work.
Put it in your notes.
Put it
real
in your notes.
Trifling.
Yeah, I mean, y'all got to do some goddamn work around here now. God damn it now.
Hey,
over here pushing. I got two devices I'm pushing the computer. I'm trying to look good.
Oh, so he makes
the camera.
Screen
yeah, I
made big
myself
now. He
big. Jazz hands. Yes, me. But yeah, put that in there.
What did he say? Wire episodes.
Top five episodes of The Wire.
And excuses to get out of work.
Excuses to get out of work.
Let's do that one.
Too. Lies only. Well, yeah, we can do them all.
They all lies. If you're coming up with an excuse.
No, well, I mean, some excuses are valid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Do you look at excuses as
a lie?
Cop outs.
Yep. That's the way out.
What if you needed? Okay. Now I see why you say that. But I do think an excuse can be. Jesus
Christ.
The
only reason I say it's a lie is because if you're premeditating it.
But if you can't, let's say like you say, B, I can't record today because I got a flat tire and the tire man won't get here for another 2 hours. That's an excuse.
I guess.
You don't look at an excuse as a reason.
Yeah, I don't look at that as an excuse.
Okay. I
guess.
Well, damn.
All right. Next one is from High Star. He said, trying this again. Shout out to High Star from Carolina Sports Talk Podcast, him and Big Cliff. He says, good morning all. How y'all doing? Doing good. We're doing
Hola.
Good. All's well here in Charlotte. Be easy, my last email may have got lost in the sauce. It seems dated with the Super Bowl prediction and all that. However, the halftime show to me was indicative of a bigger problem we have in today's society. It's the attack on intellectualism, black intellectualism. Much of the critique I hear for Kendrick is shallow, Like, we ain't trying to decode that, or we just want to vibe and party. And it seems to be a dog whistle of sorts to continue to dumb down the generation. A deep-seated thing, but there was a shift in early 90s rap where your De La Souls, Kwame, Tribe Called Quest, etc. were competing with gangsta rap on the charts. Kwame was kind of, wasn't he kind of like bubblegum type rap?
Nah.
Was he conscious, really?
Nah, I don't think he was conscious. He was fun.
He was just a fun type.
Fun rap.
So he don't really deserve to be in this conversation there.
Yeah, he was just popular in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah,
that was
yeah.
it.
He came at the right time.
Yeah.
He brought polka dots to
hip-hop. And then Biggie killed it
on
that one song. Yep. Fast forward, and a brother like Future breaks through with YC, one of the most elementary, dumbest hooks in the history of rap. I got racks on racks on racks. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No coincidence that drug promoting, misogyny promoting rapper has stayed in the forefront and earned his cool status from the youth. Juice WRLD, RIP, openly admitted that he started his drug use after listening to Future's music. Look at Kodak Black, Joel Santana, and countless other rappers that are gone or barely here because they got doped up. I really can't say nothing about that because...
Not barely here.
Just say no.
Yeah. Just say no, and a lot of the people that I like sold drugs, and they got to sell it to somebody. Sorry. Sorry to digress, but I want to give K-Dot his flowers for an amazing performance. For the haters, K-Dot owns PG Lang, so I imagine he gets a lion's share of the streaming revenue and sync revenue from what he performed, not to mention he performed what most wanted to hear. He performed what most wanted to hear at Dr. Dre's Super Bowl set. Yeah, because one of the songs I wanted to hear was All Right, and he did that on Super Bowl before. So he said, also, the performance was theatrical, cinematic, so every song choice had a purpose for its place on the show. Lastly, there's 1,000% chance that no one criticizing the performance was selected by the NFL and Jay-Z to do the halftime show. Kendrick was. He said in his Apple Music interview that he was going to do current shit and also hinted at being 38. He 38?
Yeah.
And not caring about what others think. I hate the mindset that niggas need to be performing hits while doing this 50 Cent crowd wave thing and that's hip-hop. Hold up. Niggas need to be performing. I don't get that line. Let me see. I hate the mindset that niggas need to be performing hits while doing the 50 Cent crowd wave thing, and that's hip hop. The 50 Cent crowd wave thing.
I'm
lost on that one. I'm sorry. I stopped. Fuck that. Hip hop is self expression of several. No, he said, fuck that. Hip hop is self expression of several layers and complexions. I can like Glorilla, Rhapsody, and Dolce, and they all bring different frequencies with them. I hope I'm making sense. 95% making sense. That one line. You muttered a line between winning and losing on that last one. I just was super annoyed at Kendrick's performance criticism. Even the noise thing. How is it a dig to framing that like the audience was dead instead of celebrating hip-hop on a macro stage? Kendrick said on Whacked Out Mules that Nas was the only one to congratulate him. It just seems that people, especially Drake minions and OVO Brigade, had a concerted effort to smear the performance. Followed by the Drake drop with Party Next Door, Drake with the melodies. People looking for vibes and shitting on music that makes you think. Sad state of affairs for our youth. Streamers love that off-key, auto-tune, microwave bullshit. Then we'll talk like they know hip-hop. No nigga, y'all know Drake and know them videos. Fuck out of here. I know I'm all over the place, but fuck it. I love this hip-hop shit, and real hip-hop is under attack. Blessings, DJ High Star. Oh, that's a lot to unpack. I'm glad that was the last email.
He always going off in his emails.
Yes. Do I read it with enough anger?
I don't think I have to start reading his shit. Tell him I added some exclamation points.
Yeah.
So we can really know capital letters.
Yeah, put in quotation marks. Read this with an angry voice so I know. Because I started out reading nice.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And that's how he always goes from 0 to 100 in his emails. By the end, he like, fuck that.
Goodness
gracious.
I think it's a place for all of it.
You know that Party Next Door and Drake's album? Mm-hmm. Did you listen to it?
I did a couple times.
To me, that's, it's an album for white girls in Beverly Hills snorting coke.
Oh, it's definitely for women.
Yeah.
Definitely for women.
Yeah.
He got one song, though. I ain't gonna lie, that one song where he talking about Joe Budden. That song hard.
Yeah, I skipped past that. I gotta come back.
Yeah. But yeah, did y'all watch the, oh, well, let me see if I can address something he said in here. The audience thing, I saw clips of the, I didn't expect the people there at the Super Bowl to be all into it, like in the actual crowd.
Yeah.
But probably like the people in the boxes, because it was a, Casanai said he was there and they pumped sound in or whatever. Yeah. Like the crowd went hype. I don't care. I was at what? The crowd at my house liked it. And by the crowd, I mean me.
Yeah.
Because I watched it by myself. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
What did you think about it?
I think it looked good.
Mm-hmm.
All the dancing and Samuel L. Jackson, all that was good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know the songs, you ain't know what the hell he was saying.
Yeah.
On certain ones, I don't know if he was out of breath or just his tone of his style of rap. But it, to me, it was gibberish until the songs I knew. I mean, I know the songs itself, but if I don't know them word for word, it goes in one ear and right out the other. So I can understand everybody else just standing around just like, all right, when they bring the ball back out, you know? So I seen a lot of memes and videos where I think it was a family sitting there watching the Super Bowl, and they was like, looking at it like half sleep. They didn't get none of it. But it was cool. All the extra other stuff, that, like, yeah, right there. All of this was great. It looked good. It was the beginning of a show.
But
the revolution will be televised. They picked the right time, but the wrong guy.
That was cool, but chill with the knowledge. I don't need no knowledge right now.
Why not?
See, that's the problem.
It went for you.
It was
this is wrong with you.
You're right.
Yo, Hugh is a little light, too.
You're right.
You're a little light, yeah,
I mean, it was cool, but chill out.
I loved it.
You didn't like the Samuel Jackson message?
I like Samuel Jackson.
You didn't like the message, what he was saying?
I liked him acting. I just want to know how much they paid him.
Nothing.
Nah, they paid him.
No, nothing. I saw videos about Samuel Jackson. He was like a revolutionary type nigga.
Yeah, Sam for the black.
Yeah, but they paid him.
Look at the face of a hater. I'll just
try. Hey, look. Do it again. Bring him back. All hands.
Yeah, I liked it, though. I like how they... What about you, Corey?
I loved it.
You did?
I loved it. I watched it a few times because I started decoding after the first time.
Smarty art nigga.
Oh, yeah. It's one... I don't know if y'all, when him and like a group of them in the white t-shirts,
mm-hmm.
they're sitting under the lamppost.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the floor, a shadow of the lamppost and like the way they sitting is giving off the hanged man.
I can
really,
yeah. Tarot card.
The hanged man tarot card.
Yes.
You picked that up the first time you watched it?
Nah.
Oh, after you watched it again?
A few times. I started decoding. I was like, oh shit. And then the American flag for the black folks.
Yeah, that was
cool. Because that's what this world is built off of.
Yeah. Yeah, all of that was good. I liked it. I liked the look of it.
It was that one video where it was like, what white people heard, and it was like, nigga shit. That video tripped me out.
Shoot.
But it is true, though. If you didn't know them songs before, you probably didn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to disagree with that part of it, but.
Yeah.
But that's what my aunt appreciated, because when she watched it, she was saying, like, she don't understand how people don't like it, because before, when she used to hear Kendrick Lamar around the house, she ain't. Mm-hmm. She never paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
When she was actually like honed in, she was she was like, I understood everything he was talking about.
But your aunt is cool. She's like one of the openest person around. Like, people go over to her house and hang out and kick their feet up and stuff like that. And she can enjoy young or old. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
My mama called me. My mama is about your aunt age. And she was like running in. She was like, who is this guy? What is it? I don't know what he's saying. Whatever, whatever, right? And then I was like, you know, he came to Lamar, he a rapper, whatever, whatever. And she was like, okay. And she's like, I mean, it looked good. I just don't know what he's saying, whatever, whatever. And then it did, you know, he said game over. Mm-hmm. And then it beat. But he really was like turning the TV off. She's like, did he say the MF word just now? And I was like, but hers was a little bit before mine. I was like, huh? I was like, they let that slip.
Oh, so she caught some of the coding.
Well, no, because he just said game over.
And it was like beep.
And she was like, they tried
she
to bleep
they
it out.
They bleeped him out.
Yeah, I was like, mom, no, he just said game over. Oh, and then
Your mom added her own curse to it then.
Because it was nigga shit. That's what my mama heard. Yeah, but I enjoyed the halftime show. But I like Kendrick music, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're not that type of fan, or you ain't used to seeing him perform, because mm-hmm. I watched him perform a couple times, so I kind of know what to expect from one of his performances or whatever. So,
do you think it was a good choice that they had him?
Based on the last couple years, well, this year and last year, because last year, Usher got it because he had a big year with the Vegas residency or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he got it. Then this year, Kendrick made a lot of noise
mm-hmm.
with hip hop or whatever. So I guess next year, if somebody else has a big year, they might pick somebody other than like, because the year before that, it was Dre and it was nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
It was Dre, Snoop,
yeah,
Eminem, and Mary J. Blige. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Year before is Rihanna, who ain't put out an album in like 10 years.
Hers was boring.
I thought it was good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Just hater.
Yeah. Who was before Rihanna?
Oh, I can't go back that far.
I can't
really remember.
Was it?
It was wasn't it Coldplay and then Beyonce and Bruno came up?
Beyonce might have been before. Yeah.
No. I'm talking about like Bruno Mars and Beyonce joined Coldplay.
That was a couple years before. Cause she did her own, then she did it like the next year. With Bruno and them, because that was when
that was some years. She did that after though, because that's when Formation came out.
That's what Lemonade. I'm saying. She did her own,
yeah,
and then she did the one with them,
yeah,
the very next year.
Was it?
I think so. I know the last. I think the year before it was Maroon 5 and Big Boy,
mm-hmm.
and because that was the year they were talking about boycotting. I don't know. I don't have.
They got mad at Beyonce for her Black Panther performance.
She do good shows.
They be forgetting she black.
Yeah, that was so that the she, formation year.
Yeah, because when she did do it, because Coldplay, you know, he was doing what he was doing, but Bruno Mars and his gang was dressed up as Black Panthers or all black leather suits, and then Beyonce. Her girls had on. They had the puffs.
Cause that was the
with
year
with the hats.
I want to say that Super
they
Bowl
formed
was,
into an X and all.
I want to say that Super Bowl happened on the anniversary of the formation of the Black Panthers.
They was mad.
Yeah, they was mad. I think that was after she did her own.
It had to be a few years after she did her own.
Okay. But that was before the Kaepernick thing. Because one year, yeah, I think the year after that is the Kaepernick stuff happened. And then that's when they had like, because it was in Atlanta. And they had a Big Boy. He was the only one from Atlanta that really did it. Was Missy on? I know Missy was on not too long ago too. I think she was on the Bruno Mars one.
Came on with Katy Perry
one. Mm-hmm. The Weeknd did it right before.
That was a good one.
It was all over the place because he had his face all messed up.
Yeah, people didn't know if it was real or not.
Yeah, and it had something to do with a video or something.
Yeah, the video, he was like that too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Is he still like that?
What?
Is his face still like that?
No, that was fake.
It was fake.
I know it's fake, but he had drew it out a long time. Like
I didn't know.
He's back to normal.
Oh, okay.
His faces.
Matter of fact, he just came out with an album not too long ago.
About two weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for letting the listeners know.
Oh, boy, it was a good album.
It is?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I heard, who was talking about it? Joe Budden was talking about it.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Joe Budden was talking about it.
It was a weekend album.
It was a weekend album.
Yeah.
Wait, like which weekend?
The new weekend. No, the old weekend. Never come back.
I missed the snort weekend. Coke
and robbing people for their sneakers.
That's what he used to do?
No, that's what he said in the song.
Oh, that's what he used to
say
in the song?
He said we used to rob people for Jordans just to get the girl's nose fixed.
Where is he from? He from Canada, ain't it?
Nah, I don't think so.
The weekend? I don't. Research.
Look, bring it up. Pull it up.
Let's pull okay. this up.
So you did the whole. Okay. So yeah.
What did I do?
I mean, I just want to see what it's like.
Oh, I ain't made no noise. It's the noise that CL don't like with.
Yep, Canadian.
I knew he was from Canada.
Yeah, he was hardcore when he first came out.
Yeah.
Almost like a rapper.
Let's see where can we start here with these articles. I meant to bring this lady up this week, but I heard some stuff about her. This morning I read, but the lady, Onijah, what's her last name? Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
What'd she do?
So have you seen the videos of the lady in, she started out, she went to Pakistan and she went over there why isn't it full screen? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I see her.
She went over there for, she catfished a guy, 18 years old.
It's playing like double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. She catfished an 18-year-old. And when she did it, when she got over there, he didn't want to marry her. His mom was like, yeah, I don't want you to marry my son, whatever, whatever. So she basically got over there and got stranded.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started making these
TikToks.
Yeah, TikToks and all of that about she want $100,000 and $20,000 a week. She needs something for the buses and all kind of stuff. She's making all kinds of claims and stuff like that. But
she's black, ain't she?
Yeah, she black.
Yes.
She black. And so her son came out a couple weeks ago. Let me see if I can find an article. Well, he basically was saying that she was suffering from like bipolar.
I knew she had to be something.
Yeah.
You could tell she's something.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say she like 34. She got arrested in South Carolina too.
What part?
Where was it? Somewhere near Charleston.
Okay.
In that area. Yeah, she's from she's from New York. Y'all neck of the woods.
Damn.
Shout out to you guys.
Knew it.
I knew something.
I knew it.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's y'all people. But yes, she's 33.
She's African too, ain't she?
Nah, she black. I think she's just Muslim.
She African.
But I don't even know if she Muslim though.
She African.
But yeah, she was stuck there for a while. And then she was saying something about she wanted to go to what's the country? Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to travel to Dubai. And she actually made it to Dubai like last week or whatever. Now the thing I saw this morning was that she's been in Dubai and she been kind of like causing the same ruckus. But I hear they don't play that shit over there.
They do not.
They don't play that shit over there.
They do not. She better be careful.
Yeah, and so
that's crazy. How'd she get all the way across the world?
They sent her over there. They even gave up, like when she was asking for the money, they was giving her walk around money and shit.
That's crazy. If I needed a ride to damn Florida right now, I couldn't get there.
You could get there. Put that thing to work.
I don't think he's talking about the thumb.
I know what he's talking about. My thumb was up before he said it.
Yeah, maybe
it's
so.
Hiking.
You need two thumbs to say mine. Oh, well, never mind.
Maybe so. But yeah, I don't.
Bleach my brain right now. Put bleach in my ears.
He might sell it. Yeah, maybe. Working up. It's working out.
Get it right, baby.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this thing.
What's going on right now?
It was working right before. But yeah, so she's
work before you broke it.
I think I could tell something wrong with her. The number one thing that made me know something was wrong with her was her fucking eyebrows.
Her bleached skin.
What eyebrows?
You ain't seen eyebrows? No. Oh, you about to see?
She bleached her skin too. I'm like,
what? She bleached her skin too?
Yeah, Africans do that.
She's not African though.
She African.
I don't think
she's
African.
Let me see her.
Look at her.
See, black she black there.
Yeah, she black there. She goes, but right
she,
there?
She ain't black no more.
Right there, she's not black.
See?
And look at that. Look at them eyebrows. Now, that's not bleach on her skin. That's makeup at the top.
That's makeup. That's crazy.
That's
crazy
y'all.
People makeup at the top.
That's crazy people. Yeah, with the crazy, with the Ronald McDonald eye.
Yeah.
She drew on her eyebrows.
She drew them on. Yeah.
She don't have any.
Pinstripe joints.
Yeah. The pinstripe eyebrows is crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe she over there talking to them people like that. They don't even let their women drive.
I ain't gonna lie. She looked of island descent.
Tell her again.
She a tether?
She African.
Oh, that was a good picture right there.
Look at that. Look at them eyebrows, Ree.
Like a damn fool.
Crazy. She did that in the car.
You think she get in cars?
She get driven around.
She did
around.
That in her bathroom, out. In the mirror. And then she wasn't in no car when she did that.
That's crazy.
She thinks she put the head thing on and cover up. Look at some of the makeup on a shawl, whatever they call
that. Can you take
that.
Her down? She looks crazy. She looks so stupid.
She do look crazy. The way she from.
It's a hijab. Or keep on.
Yeah, she black. Look at
That's a fake job.
Look at her neck roll. She black.
It's time asking for 100K.
Why do they have her talk? Like, why are they standing next to her allowing this?
Word. Where is she? Like, how?
She wasn't. Right there, she was in Pakistan when she went to meet the dude.
Look, she eating. Just
but these men are letting her talk on this camera. I'd have been like, yo, if you don't sit your
Maybe they was doing it for.
Sit down.
Maybe they did that to make. Because when it first came out, people were saying that they gonna kill her, they gonna, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If Pakistan don't play that, whatever. So maybe they, you know,
like,
acquiesced to her wishes.
We're not gonna kill her. Why I keep thinking that?
To make her make them look good.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is. She doing walkthroughs. They booking her. They booking her to come. That's what it is.
We don't know what.
You see the way they standing behind her in that video?
Yeah.
Like she's the guest, like for real.
Yeah. I don't know Mm-mm-mm. where she is now though. Hopefully she's not in a jail. We all know the homie over there, but they do shit like if you drive to the red light and it's the white line at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
you drive over the white line at the red light over mm-hmm. there, they gonna fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like
for
the
real?
Police and shit like that. Like
I mean, you shouldn't be on the white line.
Anyway.
That's where Giuliani gets it from.
New Yorkers do that, and I'd be like, I'll hit your car.
Don't block the box.
I'll smack your car.
Yeah, but
I'm walking here.
People.
Bite me.
That line is there for a lot of reasons. Like, on one side, like, especially if it's like four lanes, if somebody turning left, especially like a truck or something, it's supposed to give them room to make their turn. Of course, like you said, like walking across the crosswalk or whatever.
In New York, they got two lines before the crosswalk now. And like, they trying to make people like you gotta sit back here now.
Yeah.
And people still end up on it because they try to run the red light, but our red lights are so fast.
Oh, they ain't like down here?
Nah.
Mm.
You got, because I heard, and this is what I heard,
mm-hmm.
depending on where you are and if it says like 45 miles per hour,
mm-hmm.
the light change is 4 seconds. Like you have 4 seconds before the red light hits.
4 seconds?
I mean 4.5 seconds.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Thank you. My bad.
4 seconds.
What the fuck is that?
You making up shit?
Yes. Hello. But like
4 seconds.
That's why y'all lights last so long.
Why?
Because
from the yellow to the red is 4.
Yeah.
Here.
Like, yeah. Like in just different states. But New York, we at 25 miles per hour.
Oh,
so it's like two, and it really moved like one, boom, all right.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because y'all go slow.
And people always trying to speed, and then they end up on a crosswalk. And they be on the crosswalk.
That makes sense.
And New York.
Do you think those videos of people, like, they got convertibles or whatever, and they stop in the crosswalk, and people walk through their car? Do you think those real?
No, that's fake.
Oh.
You do that to a New Yorker with a convertible, they gonna do something to you too.
They might get beat up.
You don't know what nobody got in their car.
Everybody crazy.
Somebody crazy enough to walk through your car.
I'm going to let him. Go ahead on through. You sick.
I was wrong.
There's something wrong with you.
I was wrong because I shouldn't be in the crosswalk. Walking across the hood or something. Yeah. So yeah, that crazy lady. If y'all know anything about this
what's her name?
Onijah Robinson.
African.
Onijah Robinson. I forgot her middle name.
She's Nigerian.
Not last name Robinson. I tell you she got ties to South Carolina.
Oh.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, did y'all have a favorite Super Bowl commercial?
I didn't see the commercials too much.
I didn't pay attention to the commercials either. And I didn't know Kanye had a commercial.
It was one commercial. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, me too.
It was
that
Kanye's?
That Seal one. That Seal commercial.
Nah, the Seal one was cool.
Nah, I didn't have that one. It was, oh my gosh. I can't remember this football player's name right now. I don't know.
Marshawn Lynch?
Uh-uh.
An old player?
Yeah.
Jerry Rice?
No. No, what? he's still on the younger side. Whenever it comes to me, but they had like a, he was like a droid.
Tom Brady.
Yes, Tom Brady. Brady, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and then they had to put the battery in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that one. That was good.
The Coffee Mate one, where the guys were sitting on the couch, and he like did something with the, it was like some whipped cream or something. He was like licking the whipped cream in the air. And then his homeboy was looking at a fool, and then he got his homeboy to do it, and he was like licking it, flicking his tongue. Both of them was doing it side by side. It was weird. It was one of them weird, you know, commercials. It was ligaboty. It was one of them, one of them commercials. But Kanye had one, and they said it was a weird commercial or whatever, and then they said that he used the commercial to, is this the commercial?
Is that the one with the Hitler signs? I mean, the SWAT sticker?
Yeah. Well, no. So I guess this the commercial right here, and he used all of that to send people to his website. And on his website, he was selling a T-shirt for $20 a piece that had a SWAT sticker on it. Yeah. And they were $20 a piece. But then, and it was on socks and everything.
What did he say it was?
No. The product number was HH01.
Oh, Hail Hitler.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
With a swastika. And they took the site down. Shopify took the site down.
He's just doing it for shock value, I think.
I know something's off with him, but why a fascination with Hitler?
Is he still Jewish?
Kanye?
Yeah.
When did he say? He said he was Jewish.
I thought he was Jewish one time.
He say Hebrew Israelite. Yeah. Like Kendrick.
What? Nah, I didn't say that.
Kendrick Hebrew Israelite.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why that Super Bowl was like that then.
Okay.
it gave me the Israelite feel.
Next time he's going to be wearing that purple with them frilly shirts. And he's going to be hollering at white
shoulder
people.
Shoulder pads and stuff.
Now, some of them just wear like T-shirts with the frilly and shit on the bottom, looking like Super Q's.
I never seen them with a T-shirt. They always had like a big,
looking like monster superheroes.
Superhero joint.
Yeah, with the shit on their head.
With a belt. Big old belt.
Shout out. Them niggas look like Super Q's.
Man, you go in Manhattan, you see them, you walk around. You wouldn't dare walk through it.
I think they went to D.C. and they got on one lady. And she was cussing. They was going back and forth. They was cussing or whatever, because she had a child out of wedlock, and they was calling her a child a bastard. And them niggas be going wild, but they be making white people kiss their feet.
Matter of fact, all kind of shit. What's that that documentary guy that's on YouTube, a white guy? Yeah. What's his name? They brought him to the training camp and everything.
They got a training camp?
Yeah, they was making him do push-ups and everything. Was
he down? I mean...
Yeah, he was
cool with him?
Yeah, he was cool with it. It was for the show.
Did they call him like White Devil or something?
Nah, they was going in on him. I forgot what it was.
Not like Neve, nobody was it?
Nah, not Neve still do stuff?
I think so.
His slogan is like dog eat dog world. He sells like these dog shirts. He goes around interviewing like the Kia boys and...
The Kia boys? Yeah. Oh, like Vice?
He's like his own Vice. I'll come up with the name.
Mm.
Hey, let me get my... Why y'all talking?
Oh, yeah, your phone failed. That is right. Your phone failed early in the day. There you go. There you go. Come back. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, so that happened with Kanye. Then I read something that said him and his wife. Well, first he's getting sued. He's facing a lawsuit from a former Jewish employee who alleges that he subjected her to anti-Semitic harassment before firing her. It accused him of making deeply offensive remarks, including comparing himself to Hitler and declaring himself a Nazi. Well, that answers our question about him being a Jew, calling himself a Jew. Creating a hostile work environment that ultimately led to her wrongful dismissal. It says she got messages that says, "I'm a Nazi and welcome to the first day of working for Hitler." Damn.
Yeah, I got it.
What?
His name was Tommy G. And he was hanging out with the Israelites there.
And they was calling. Is that Kanye right there?
Nah.
Who was that with his hands up? That's crazy how that show up. Like it's a filter or something. And that's him right there.
Yeah.
Can white people be Hebrew Israelites?
Nah, I think that they have one guy on there.
Uh-huh. I gotta watch it.
I don't think they could be like a full.
Can they be in the religion?
Yeah.
But
kind of like white people.
His name was Tommy G. It was a good one. And he's telling them, you know, all the stuff he can and can't do, and this is how what they do.
Yeah, so Kanye, in one particular message to the lady, he said, "Come destroy me, bitch." And that's before he fired her the next day.
God dang. Okay.
Yeah, so he's got that going on. And then he has, it was something that said that both he and his wife have contacted divorce lawyers.
Man, they crazy.
Say they both had their reps contact a divorce lawyer this week, and they don't have a prenup. So what's strange about their thing is that Kanye lost money while they were together. And so in California, assets and debts, they're split equally. So on the surface, she might owe money.
Dang.
Yeah, so. Oh boy, I might be going through it, but I don't care.
Yeah, he's weird.
He's weird.
I don't understand the fascination with him.
I think people just stuck on him. Because
people be like,
music.
"Oh, I love Kanye. He be telling the truth. He sound no, y'all, no."
Yeah, I don't get
it. It's a certain point to where it's like I can understand truth talk, and then he just be sounding just straight 7:30.
7:30?
Yep.
Crazy.
New York talk.
OD.
Yeah, he need $1.50, son.
What?
$1.80.
What are you talking?
What is it, $1.80? $1.50. He need $1.50, right?
It's $1.50.
$1.50. Dead ass. Before go take him to get a chopped cheese, B.
No, you see, you're going too far now.
And get him $1.50. Get him some, what you call them shits? A beef patty. What's the beef patty? What's the beef patty company? What they call? Golden Crisps. No, Golden. What's
Golden nah. Crust.
Nah. Golden Crust.
Nobody go.
We don't do that.
Yeah,
what's the store?
That is the store.
It's a restaurant that sells them.
It's
though.
Golden Crust. Golden Nobody Crust? Goes there.
Nobody goes there.
Jamaicans do.
They don't.
No, they do not.
Don't. Oh.
Tourists do.
Lot of mercy.
Yo. The way you be disrespecting New York sometimes.
Okay, so. Let's see what else happened this week. I said we were gonna use that in quick hit, so I ain't gonna talk about that. In good news, the lady that was suing Jay-Z and Diddy. An Alabama woman. She's dropped a case.
How old is she now?
That's good news for Jay-Z.
She was
13 when it happened.
So 25 years. 25 plus 13.
Okay, gotcha.
Use your fingers.
1, 2, 3.
It was 28. She's 38 now.
Okay. I never knew that her age.
Oh, but now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's so, why the Pythagorean theorem comes in.
I thought she was still 13.
A plus B equals C. Then you got to move that over. And then there you go.
Carry the one.
You do it in the air.
Yep. Boom, boom, bip. Boom, bip. And then it just
goes. Oh, gosh.
So Jay-Z, he made a statement. He said, the frivolous, fictitious, and appalling, oh, my bad. The frivolous and fictitious and appalling allegations have been dismissed. The civil suit was without merit and never going anywhere. The fictional tale they created was laughable. If not for the seriousness of the claims, I would not wish this experience on anyone. He also acknowledged the trauma that he, his wife, Beyonce, and his three children, Blue Ivy, Rumi, and Sir, have had to endure over the last several weeks. He also ripped the prosecutor, Tony Busby, as a 1-800 lawyer.
How old are those
not
twins?
Not Busby.
Yeah. How old are the twins?
How old are the twins?
Maybe like 8, 9 maybe. 7, 8
Are they really?
Oh, they got twins?
Yeah, they got a set of twins.
They is really that the that one old?
From the videos?
What you mean? What videos?
Like, it's they're going viral. They killing the young daughter.
Yeah, it's one daughter. Why they killing the daughter?
Because it was one, he was walking with her, like, on the field. And
when she started waving or something like that?
Yeah, and it was like, yeah, this kid looked like she bites people. And
that's fucked up.
Crazy stuff. Yeah.
They were saying that, it was in the comments, they were saying that
oh, they're 7.
Both of the kids are like
Artistic?
Artistic, yeah. And but one, the boy is more, got more on the spectrum than the girl. That's why he's never at events.
I never knew it was a boy.
But
and
you
a
could
girl.
Tell, but like, yeah, you could tell girl. In that same video, you could tell, like, kind of by her response.
Yeah,
to
you
the,
could tell.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, people crazy, man.
Oh, that, wow. That's crazy. I wonder if people.
People, I mean, you could.
They know.
If you if you're a observant person, you can look at the kid. You can look at a person to tell, you know what I'm saying, a little something
sometimes,
about whatever.
Sometimes.
If you watch them enough, like, it's a show I watch now called Mo. Mm-hmm. It's on the second season. And his brother, the way his brother responds, you could tell his brother was on the spectrum before they said something. And then it's an episode where they, like, trying to address it. Yeah. And the mom is like, he just needs love or whatever, whatever. Like, she don't want to accept it or whatever. But he's grown now. But he kind of act a certain way with it or whatever. But it like he run they, he helped run their business. But just certain social stuff he couldn't do or whatever.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah. But
I didn't know that.
People be talking shit about them. But they talk shit about Blue Ivy, about her hair when she was younger. And then people were saying, why they
about people kids.
Yeah. Why they don't never bring the boy out? And
that's beyond me. Because he might be a lot to deal with.
Yeah. Or he just might
mind your fucking business. Sorry.
Or he might just not like being around a whole lot of people.
Yeah, he might have social anxiety.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Hell, I saw them pictures at the street in the Super Bowl.
Oh my god.
I couldn't have took that.
I would have lost my mind.
It was so
I would have had a panic attack in that or anxiety attack in that crowd. Too many. I had a panic attack in Trader Joe's one time because it was so crowded. I had to go stand in the corner and
Trader Joe's in what city?
And comfort
in
myself. Huh?
In Columbia.
In what city?
In New York.
Oh, in New York. Because the Trader Joe's in Columbia, I get anxiety trying to get in that fucking small-ass parking lot.
That parking lot sucks.
Our parking lot, small as hell. I went there one time, and that was the only time and it was right around the corner from where I lived at, and I didn't go back because it was just
I'm used to those type of parking lots.
Yeah, I'm not. So we used to space down here.
Found a parking spot. I was like, all right, squeeze on in here.
It says, the system has failed. The court must protect victims. Of course, while with the same ethical responsibility, courts must protect the innocent from being accused without a shred of evidence. May the truth prevail for all victims and those falsely accused equally.
Not Busby, man. He ain't coming at Busby.
Yeah, fuck Busby.
Call him 1-800.
1-800 lawyer. Lawyer. It feels funny being on screen doing this shit too, though.
Now they can finally see your face when you do it.
Yeah. I didn't ask y'all what y'all watched this week. What did y'all watch this week? You watch anything?
I watched. What's the name of that mother again? Shit. it was a documentary
about
an undercover guy in the Aryan Nation of Houston. It was on Max.
I think I saw it. That's kind of new, right?
Yeah.
I think I saw...
They was getting it. And they killing people and all sorts of stuff.
Because it's about the takedown of that
That's the name of it. Takedown Aryan Nation. Takedown.
I just saw that last night. I saw the thing on Max or whatever last night.
Yeah, I watched that.
What else you watched this week?
What else I watched? I didn't watch too much. You know, I'm still in that Sopranos.
You ain't finished yet?
Nah, because I watched maybe an episode a night, episode and a half.
School back. Out, so you about to...
Yeah, I'm about to...
You about to really...
It's over, so I'm chilling.
What about you, Corey? You watch anything?
I've been watching a few things, actually.
Okay, all right, finally.
I know, right?
You put the erotica down.
Don't disrespect me in front of company. Anyway.
Moist.
I knew he was going to do it. I just waited. That's why I had to look over there and see. All right, he's going to drop it.
Anyway... I watched a couple of things. So
okay, all right.
I watched the new Captain America.
Oh yeah, I saw. Oh well, go ahead. What else?
They didn't get good reviews for that, did they?
Don't listen to
it. Yeah, what else? I liked it. I really enjoyed the movie. What else? I caught up to Harlem. Watched the last two episodes.
Okay, what you think?
I hate that it was so rushed.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why they rushed it. Was it money thing or
I don't know, because they could have. But one more episode, at least, if they're going to close it out.
I think if they hadn't made Megan get pregnant, it might not have felt so rushed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could have wrapped the stories up.
They really went, like, fast forward a year. Mm-hmm. And I still feel her character made no progress.
No progress.
The other three, large progress. But Quinn had the most progress.
Quinn is?
The light-skinned one.
Oh, yeah. But she went back to that lady, though.
Huh? No. They just hung out, but she was still on her thing. Nah.
Oh. You think they true?
Huh?
Think they true?
You know and what, I also
know,
watched.
You know what trip is?
I do.
Wait. And we're not talking. Why not?
What?
Does that make you uncomfortable?
No.
Talking about tripping?
What is wrong with you? You asked me what I was watching, and you went to
porn.
I had
a question about what you're talking about. I asked you, do you think they trip?
I don't
think so.
That's
a fair question, America.
I don't think so. I don't think they tripped at all. I think they just went and got coffee.
How do you think Quinn and that other woman had sex then?
I mean, back then when they were together, they were tripping.
You think they were tripping? Sure. Oh, okay.
Pretty sure.
What if the other woman was a touch me not?
That's in those books.
You so excited right
now. Fair question, of course. Two women. Shit. Nothing don't get me more excited than two women maybe playing good defense.
Put your hands down.
You know what it sounds like?
What?
you know, when you was a kid, the little the guns with the rubber bullets.
Uh-huh.
You put them together and they...
I don't know them.
Yeah, some little plastic 99-cent
when you was a kid, you always kind of put them together.
No, I didn't play with them. My mama wouldn't let me play with guns.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, too bad.
Couldn't play with guns.
Damn. You missed it.
Yeah, you missed a lot.
No, I didn't. Fun. That's what's wrong with America now. Everybody was fascinated with guns since they was a kid.
Nah.
And now you got a gun, don't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got one, too.
I got several.
See? So what's the problem?
Have you ever shot somebody?
No.
I have.
I knew you was a thug. You thug ass.
I'm not a thug.
You a thug.
I'm a nigger.
Okay, hard R.
Niggers. Let me stop. Niggers.
Anyway, what else I
I'm
watched.
Sorry. Yeah, we're talking about you. Okay. Harlem.
Yes.
And?
The Avenger. Oh, and I said The Avengers. Captain America. Uh-huh. Starring Anthony Mackie.
And Juan Carlo. What's his name? Esposito. Juan Carlo.
You talking about the kid that played...
Giancarlo. No, don't, because I don't know. Well, I think he's in the trailer. Giancarlo, he was the bad guy, one of the bad guys. Esposito, isn't that his name, Juan Carlo?
In that movie?
Yeah.
One of the bad guys?
Yeah, the old black nigga.
Oh.
I'm sorry, old black man.
Oh, you talking about...
He plays a character. He's a character that's in the comic books, but I don't...
You talking about the Forgotten Soldier?
No, not him.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, he played in that too.
Yeah. That's
and he played in
Do the Right Thing.
Do the Right Thing, yeah.
Oh no, I don't know his name.
And his name Juan Carlo or something like that. Giancarlo?
Something crazy.
Esposito.
Esposito is
Okay. Yeah. And the Fresh dude.
17 times.
He's from Fresh.
Yep, he's from Fresh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's coming back too. I always forget his name, but I just know
his movies for some reason. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, it's a commercial with him and Spike Lee. It's a Fiat commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best commercial ever.
It is a good commercial.
The best commercial ever.
I need to look that up.
Yes, it's their Fiat commercial.
And I've been watching Interview with the Vampire.
That's a series. It's newer old.
Well, they came out with season 3, and I think they're working on 4, so...
Oh, okay, so it's going on. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy that show, too.
Like you, I've seen Captain America. I give it a... Out of 10, what do you give it?
I give it like a solid 7-8.
Yeah, I give it probably a 7.
Like 7.5-ish.
Nah, so what... Y'all watching the bootleg?
No, yeah. It came out in the movies.
I saw it on the bootleg.
It came out in the movies.
Is it a fuzzy bootleg?
Nah, clear. Clear.
It's on us. On us app.
I went to the movies to see it.
It's on Plex.
Huh?
Is it on Plex?
I didn't look on Plex. I got like this other app that I be watching stuff on my iPad.
Is it clear? I gotta see that.
I went to the first movie to see. I went to 2:00 Thursday afternoon to see it.
Not your itinerary.
I did. It was early. That was early. I don't like going to the movies at night because then after the movies at night, there's nothing else to do. You got to go home. So you got to have everything done before. No. I did it. Yeah, I went Thursday. Yeah.
Did you go home after?
Yeah, but then I had more day to do other stuff. So after that, I think I went and played basketball.
Did you? Oh, like a regular
not my game.
Pickup game.
Practice.
Yeah, pickup.
Did you make a shot?
Oh, yeah, I made shots.
Why you can't do that in your game?
Word.
Because I don't play 2 minutes. You heard Yoshi email.
I don't understand.
I did get a rebound. I forgot that. Hey, my stats going up, baby. Shout out to Yoshi.
Was it one of those jump on the floor rebounds or was it?
Oh, get in the air with strength.
All right.
Ah, you have a game today?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to need you to make a shot today, okay?
I hope so. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
How you say it?
Alhamdulillah.
You didn't make a shot yet.
Lord
right?
willing. Nah, I only took 3 shots all season.
So you make one, just quit after that. Just walk up.
I can't
quit.
I got to take the jerseys.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So you don't know how much I want to quit.
Are you going to be on your defense today?
Of course.
How y'all do it? Stupid hands.
Go ahead.
So I've been watching, of course, Abbott Elementary. It was real good this week. What's his name? Gregory. He finally told Janine that he loves her, which was a good episode. Paradise. Got some twists and turns on Paradise. That's on Hulu if you haven't seen it. That's good. Invincible is a cartoon. Spider-Man cartoon. I'm watching that also. I like that. The animation. I like that style.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new thing on Netflix. I saw all the white people talking about it, so I went to check that out. It's called Apple Cider Vinegar. And it's based on a true story. It's about a lady that she's kind of like the white Dr. Sebi.
Mm-hmm.
Where she was saying you can cure cancer with juices and berries.
Mm-hmm.
But I think hers is more scam.
That's only Ultra Prime.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, Ultra Prime.
So I got to the first episode of that and I was watching it. And then a show that I watched a couple years ago called Mo came back.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, so Mo came back. So I started back watching Mo. I'm like on episode 5 of Mo.
It's the same character?
Same character, guy? Yeah. And Mo is a show about a Palestinian guy that grew up in Houston. His family came over here, but he grew up in Houston, so he's all Houston culture.
Mm-hmm.
But he never got American citizenship, so part of it is him trying to get, because his family trying to seek asylum, so they trying to get asylum. But in the first season, he gets kind of abducted by the cartel and taken to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes back with him being stuck in Mexico, and it kind of goes through that. So, so that it's a good show, good acting. Toby Wingway is in that. You know the rapper.
Yeah,
the rapper guy Toby
with the funny hairdo.
With the funny hairdo and the wife that
from Transformers.
He was in Transformers.
Yeah, the newest one.
Oh, the cartoon one.
No, the
live action one.
The movie with the Puerto Rican guy.
Puerto Rican.
They had all the hip hop music in it.
Mm-hmm. It was based off in what, the '80s or nineties?
Nineties.
Oh, it went early back in 90s. Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It was like when they first got there. No, it wasn't when they first got there.
It was a reboot. Shia LaBeouf was in it.
Nah,
it wasn't a reboot.
It was before technically Bumblebee found Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, so it was tied into that.
Mm-hmm.
And Toby was in that.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Right.
Oh, was Mo in it? You saying Toby was in it? Or Mo?
Toby.
Toby was in that
one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen that one.
They make so many.
To me, that was the best one.
It was one of my favorites.
Better
too.
Than Shia LaBeouf
because of the songs they were playing. Biggie.
It was
on
just.
It
was just the nostalgia
so that was
of 90, it.
90s then. 90s.
And then Pete Davidson voiced Mirage, the Transformer Mirage.
Did they have the Coon
and
Transformers
that
in that one too?
Was actually.
Nah, they did.
That was
like
good.
Pete Davidson did his thing,
but it wasn't a cartoon.
Nah.
Do y'all remember the Coon? Transformers,
yeah,
that was in the one that it was like
hardly
two twins.
Talk and shit.
Yeah, and it was like that's then when I don't do no reading. That shit blew my damn socks off, cuz for real, I don't do no reading because it had the ancient hieroglyphs their language. She's like, I don't do no reading. Man, that shit. That's what I've been watching. I wanted to get that out there because those shows are back. If y'all been watching anything interesting that we haven't said, email us DJ Blaze Show. At gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
That was sinus, not powder.
Could be a little bit of both. I'm just joking. Let's see what else happened this week. Nothing else really. That lady was kind of took over a lot the past
crazy,
week and a half, 2 weeks.
I wish we had more video of that because we'd have tore that video apart. We'd have been picking up.
We got a lot of video of that. We got 6 minutes of video of that.
For real?
Yeah. I got 6 minutes saved of that. but it's a lot like a compilation of people talking about it and stuff like that too, though. Yeah.
She crazy as hell. She crazy as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. If you heard that car crash, you have just tuned in for Quick Hits. So Diddy files $100 million defamation lawsuit against NBC Universal over making of a Bad Boy documentary. Of course, Sean Diddy Combs filed the lawsuit on Wednesday against NBC Universal, claiming the company defamed him with the Peacock documentary, Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy. He got audacity.
I wonder, is that the one? That's not the one.
I didn't see that one. I didn't even know Peacock had one.
Okay, so that's not the one where it had the guy we were talking about the other week, and the guy didn't seem believable. Remember,
talking about the one on HBO?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That one was on Max, but
the Peacock one is the TMZ one, I think.
No, okay. That's Tubi.
Because it's been so many that came out.
Yeah, because I don't watch Tubi.
Why not?
I just don't.
You don't have it?
I got it, but I don't watch it.
Tubi got some hidden gems there.
Martin was on Tubi for a while when it
first dropped.
It's flooded right now. I don't like the B movies on it.
Like the homemade movies,
yeah,
or whatever.
It's flooded.
They got a lot of regular stuff too.
You can't catch regular
stuff.
It's
so many homemade. Like you could tell somebody's walking around like
that. Do you know who owns Tubi?
And it'd be like that.
Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why the app looks like
makes sense. No, I'm kidding.
What app is that? Not Hulu. It's one of them old apps. It kind of looked like that one.
Okay. Yeah. I got on it a little bit, but I don't really watch those types of movies either.
Yeah.
But I did watch that movie Cinnamon that's on Tubi. It stars who was the guy that was in it? I want to say Damon Wayans.
The old one?
No, Cinnamon. I mean, it's
senior or junior?
Senior. It came out a couple years ago.
I no see it.
It was their first, I want to say their first original movie. It was good. Pam Grier was in it. It was good, though.
Okay.
Yeah, Scott Cinnamon. But, this Diddy thing, I don't know. So, that's not the one, because I think that one was done by ID Channel.
I don't.
That one was done by the ID Channel, the one where had the guy, and then it had the lady that they say her boyfriend. Her boyfriend didn't back her story. Like, she wanted to pay her boyfriend to tell.
Nope, because this is an hour and 39 minutes.
What?
this Diddy documentary on Peacock.
Peacock.
Yep.
So that's not the same one that's on Max?
It's not.
Oh, because that one was different episodes.
Yep.
Yeah, that is right. Yeah, so this is a different one.
I'm going to have to tune into that.
Because this documentary said that Diddy played a role in the deaths of his ex-wife. They weren't never married. The deaths of Kim Porter and Biggie. Mm. And Heavy D.
What?
Yeah. I might have seen that one then.
You might have saw that one?
Which one? The one on Peacock?
Yeah, because I only
it just came out.
I only seen like two of them.
No, it's been out for a little while.
Well, this year so far, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I only seen two of them. And one was a TMZ one and one was where they was.
That's the Tubi one.
But it had to be on something else for me to watch it.
Probably.
Plex. Yeah.
Mm. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well.
Okay, another quick hit. Artists cut ties with the Kennedy Center after Trump's takeover. President Donald Trump took over as chairman of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts on Wednesday after initiating a major reshuffling of the board of trustees. Mm. So artists like Ben Folds, he's a musician, mm-hmm. Renee Fleming, she's an opera singer, and then Shonda Rhimes, she's in charge of Shondaland, Grey's Anatomy. If you watch, Scandal, Olivia Pope, mm-hmm. How to Get Away with, you know, y'all know Shonda.
What's that other show Bridgerton. She do? Bridgerton, that's the
yes.
one.
Yes. Also, Issa Rae as well. She had a show that was sold out, and she canceled it.
The Kennedy Center is paid for by the Kennedy Center that's paid for by taxpayers?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I damn sure don't know.
I need to look into that. Mm. I'm unsure with that.
Well, I think Trump said it was too much nigga shit going on.
Probably. That's why we need to just get our own.
Yep.
That. Sorry. And last quick hit, IRS plans to lay off thousands mid-tax season as Musk-backed cuts shakes federal workforce. The IRS will lay off 10,000 of probationary workers in the middle of tax season, according to two sources familiar with the agency's plan, and cuts could happen as soon as next week.
Mm. Well, good for them. You voted for it. I've been seeing...
I don't like IRS workers anyway. So.
You don't like the workers?
No.
Why not?
Because they do what they do. Mm. Excuse me, you owe a dollar.
Who? What workers?
And they stalk you for a dollar.
What workers do you hate the worst?
They call? Call you?
Fast food.
You don't like fast food workers?
They always have attitudes. Not always. But they
mess up. Oh, okay.
A lot of them have attitudes.
Because mine is tow truck drivers. Not tow truck drivers, but repo men.
Really?
I don't like repo men. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's top five right there.
I don't like IRS burgers. Ooh, yeah, that is a top five.
It's a negative top five, though.
Negative top five.
Yeah.
Somebody's
got to do it.
Fuck that. tell the bank to get it back in blood. Yeah, put that in the notes then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we got for quick hits?
Yes, sir. That is all we have.
I need to get a damn scammer of the week's video.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
This scammer of the week takes us to Memphis. It's two people. I don't know if I did this one yet, but if I have, stop me if you've heard it before. This is Fayette County. Two Fayette County tax preparers are facing more than 50 federal charges after allegedly using COVID-19 relief fraud scheme to defraud the federal government. A grand jury indictment alleges Renata Walton and Nicole Jones, shout out to the Music Jones podcast, that's probably his cousin, tax preparers at the R&B Tax Express in Moscow, Tennessee, said the dollar amount is more than $65 million from 2020 to 2024. Walton, who presents herself as a tax expert, also sells tax preparation preparation software and runs other businesses such as Bounce House Rentals, a fashion boutique, and a cosmetic line, according to the indictment. Social media posts obtained by Fox 13 investigates show she promised self-employed people thousands in COVID-19 relief money. The indictment says Walker and Jones will contact clients who had small businesses and ask if they were interested in grant money that was available to them. Then they prepare the tax forms claiming employees, claiming employee retention credits with substantial and fictitious wage amounts. Those small businesses will receive U.S. Treasury checks based on that false information in excess of $100,000. In January 2023, records show Walton was put on notice. The federal government was investigating her for tax preparation fraud, yet the indictment says she continued to file fraudulent tax returns. Since then, the indictment says Walton and Jones sent clients pre-drafted letters to forward to the IRS with false information to undermine the IRS investigation. The two later encouraged clients not to speak with IRS agents. And they face wire fraud, conspiracy, helping to file a false tax return and money laundering. In total, they could see more than 60 years in prison if found guilty. So shout out to these two.
Why y'all didn't leave?
Yeah.
Why didn't y'all leave?
But see, I don't think they got
leave
the $65 million though.
Yeah, I don't think they got
it. I think they probably like got 10%
promise to them.
Yeah, so
I would have got something.
I still would have
left.
Yeah, because it was some people around
started
here
started a business somewhere out of
they had
country.
A business.
No, out of the country.
Oh, out of the
left.
Country. Where they gonna go?
I don't know, but just not here. Just get
think,
out.
You think she
get
gonna,
out? Get out.
She's gonna
get
do
out.
Bouncy houses in
I
Jamaica.
I just need frauds to know.
What's she
once
put
you a, get a certain amount, get out.
Where's she gonna start
leave,
her beach?
Because you're gonna get caught.
Where's she gonna start
majority
her beach?
Majority of y'all get caught. Get out.
Majority.
Y'all watch these movies?
Okay, she got the DJ High Star Man.
Just saying, God damn. After a certain amount of money, you gotta go. Because they're coming for you.
They're gonna come for you. Maybe they put some to the side.
It don't matter. 60 years.
True indeed.
Ain't gonna be worth nothing.
She going to that big bouncy house in the sky, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Not a bouncy house.
Yeah. So that's it for Scam of the Week. Thank y'all. Y'all got anything else before we get out of here? Anything that's on your heart? L, you got anything on your heart?
Nope, I'm done.
You done? Corey, anything on what's on your mind, beloved?
I'm good.
You good? Okay.
Just get out.
Nothing else on my mind. Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Call us up at 1-800-DJ-NUT. I'm sorry. That was childish.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
I got a good mm-hmm off on the music, Jones. Listen to that tomorrow. I had a good one off on that one. L, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Facebook at E.L. Murphy, L. Murphy. Or you can find me at the last episode.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you bringing Digital Studios Podcast back?
Yes. What? Soon. Soon.
Soon. Okay.
Yeah. We you gotta go listen to the old ones, but Digital Studios Podcast.
Listen to half, because we don't want you set tripping. Listen to half of... I'm joking.
Oh, we dropping those.
Relationship status coming back, too. So if y'all listen to that show, they're coming back, too. So shout out to them, too. Corey. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Yeah, I know y'all can find your girl, Corey Sin, on social media.
Okay, all right.
You know where you can find me. Ooh. Any social media platform at your girl, Corey Sin.
Why she give us the
wink?
Come up and see me sometime, big boy. What's the, giving it the Audrey Hepburn? And what
you oh, doing? Is that a gun in your pocket? Are you happy to see me? I'm going to talk like Catherine Hepburn.
As she rubs it, she sensually rubs the couch. She
rubs the couch arms.
That's what Emma, oh my gosh, Emma Stone, when she did the movie Gangsters. It was like, I'm going to talk like Catherine Hepburn. And then they were like, no, you're not.
That's a new movie?
It's old.
It's old.
It's old.
Oh, okay.
It's, It's this decade, but old.
Okay. Yeah. You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on social media at DJ Blaze Show on Instagram. Thank y'all for listening. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey.
It's your boy, Al.
And we are out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those who have ears, listen. Whoever you ask, this.